recently, you know.
Love Talk Radio.
Radio. Yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, every time I play that, I tell you, it makes me want to get up and run around the room, or maybe jump, run out the house and run around the block 2-3 times. But, I can't do that right now, because we have a service to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, right. You're tuned in too. Hallelujah. The Sunday International Victory Service, sponsored by the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. I tell you, and the Mother Church is a Potter's House Church. Hallelujah. Where the broken are made whole by God. Watch out now. I told you, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We are on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. It's another day that the Lord has blessed us. Hallelujah. Watch out now. Hallelujah. A new mercy we done seen already today. Glory to God. I thank God for all of you that are tuned in right now. Hallelujah. Again, you've tuned in to, hallelujah, the International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, sponsored by the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, and we are on fire for the Lord right now. Hallelujah. And I thank God I got a few folks with me. Hallelujah. I think I have Dr. Theodis Lee. Is he around?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am.
Blessed be God. Hallelujah. And I think I have a Pastor Maxine Lee. Is she around?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, blessed be God. And I think I have a Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird. Is she around?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I think we have one more fella around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In fact, we got two fellas around. We got yours truly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we got Ryan. And y'all don't know who Ryan is. I think if animals could be filled with the spirit of the living God, I think Ryan has that spirit because he comes up and prays with us. Often in the morning when we get up to pray, he's there with us to pray. And I want you to know that the atmosphere right now is charged with the blessings of the Lord. Everybody in this atmosphere right now is going to get blessed by God. Hallelujah. So if you tuned in just now, you're going to get blessed by God. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is the time for you, your family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your loved ones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your co-workers, hallelujah, even your enemies to be blessed by God right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Tell them to tune in now. Call, get them on the line. Say, look here, call this number so you can tune in because you're going to get blessed. The Lord he's gonna bless your socks off. Hallelujah. He's going to rock your world for the better. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's going to pick you up from where you're fallen. And he's going to present you to the Father God. And look, he's one of mine. She's one of mine. That child's one of mine. That boy's one of mine. That girl's one of mine. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is going to do to you today. And I want you to understand that it's now you got time. Call that person that's back against the wall. They've been crying and boo-hooing all over, getting your blouse or your shirt wet up with their tears. They've been telling you about who struck John and when it happened. They've been telling you all this stuff that's happening in their life. They've been giving you the 411 of what's happening in their life. And they need somebody to show them the way to get to glory. They need some way to get into the presence of God so that God can touch their life, touch their body, touch their mind, touch their family, touch their job, glory, touch their community. Oh, yeah, I feel my help coming now. Anybody can feel what I'm talking about right now. Can I get an amen right now? If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while?
Amen. Amen.
God wants to bless folks. So you tell them to call this number. There's somebody that's homeless there that you know that they may not have a home. They may be in a tent right now, but they got a cell phone. And you know they need a house. You know they need an apartment. You know they need a room. Come on now. Call them. Tell them, get on the line right now. There's somebody needs a job. There's somebody on a sick bed now. Been troubled. Hallelujah. They've been troubled by what they heard from the doctor. Come on now. Get them on the line now. Come on now. Get them to listen to this program because somebody's going to be healed today. Somebody,
Somebody's family is going to be reconciled today. Mm. Somebody's husband is coming back today. Somebody's father is coming back home today. Mm. Somebody's mother, is, glory to God, is going to be released from the hospital, walking out the door. Hallelujah. Not carried out, walking out the door. Somebody is going to be miraculously blessed, super abundantly above today. Hallelujah. Because of the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel it coming right now. Real good. How you know shake I feel it in the atmosphere. Mm. Somebody named James. Hallelujah. I feel it in the atmosphere right now. Somebody named Donald. Mm. I feel it in the atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. Some lady named Janice. Somebody, glory to God, named Gloria. Mm. Somebody named Brenda, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody who can shakara, named Linda. God is blessing somebody right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Josephine, glory to God. Lynn, right now, God is hovering over all of us, waiting to show himself strong on our behalf. Hallelujah. He's not a weak-kneed God. He's a God that spoke the word and the world came into being. Somebody know what I'm talking about today. Hallelujah. He's a God that when the doctors gave you up, said you won't make it through the night, 40 years later, you still praising him. You still in your earth suit. Come on now. Hallelujah. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I got to stop now because I'm going to go off the deep end in just a minute, and I don't want to do that because we got a whole bunch of things to do today. Hallelujah, because I believe that God has ordained some things to happen today. Hallelujah, in this service. Hallelujah. Can you give a housekeeping suggestions right now,
yes.
Pastor Peaches?
Yes. Get your Bibles, composition notebooks, your pencils, your pens, whatever you want to write on. Write the scriptures. We give you scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you can refer back to them the rest of the week or even later on. Get your communion elements, whatever you're going to use for communion, your juice, your cracker, your even water or a piece of bread, hallelujah, and your Bibles, hallelujah. Call everybody into the room, hallelujah. Put your phone on loudspeaker or hook a Bluetooth up to it.
Hallelujah.
More people can.
One of those.
Thank you.
Yeah, one of those, what they call boombox, the little tiny boomboxes. Yeah, hook it up. But you know what? I tell you, this is a special service today, and I want y'all to take a number down because during our message time, we're going to take questions, Q&A, questions and answers, and we want you to text a question. If you have a question, to text it to this number, I'm going to give you. And Pastor Peter's going to read your question. Won't tell the name, but we'll read your question to the audience. And we're gonna make every effort to respond to that question biblically, spiritually, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That number, hallelujah, that you need to text. Now, I want you to understand, text. Do not call. Text your question. Hallelujah. And that number is 443-416-1201. Again, if you have a question that you really need an answer to, hallelujah, glory to God, from some Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying men and women of God, hallelujah, we got a few on the line right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Text that number, text that question to 443 416 1201. Hallelujah. And you can start texting that right now, and we are going to be dealing with that later on in this service. But before we go any further, we thank God for all of you that have sown into the ministry. All of you have sown in, we're building a hospital in Uganda, and you blessed us with sowing seed into that. You bless this ministry and all the food that we give away and all the produce boxes and meat boxes and canned good boxes. And we even, glory to God, we even gave boxes of snacks away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, of course, we've given away household items to homeless. We try to do everything we can to be a blessing to God's creation here. And so we thank you. We love y'all. We love you. And I don't know what else to say. We thank you. And we pray a thousandfold return on what you've done. God bless you real good. We love you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And again, that number to text your question is 443-416-1201. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, we have not, I mean, we have the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what else to say. But the Holy Ghost filled, hallelujah, superheroes of the body of Christ, guardians of the altars, warriors of the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The quintessential paradigms of, hallelujah, biblical, spiritual hypocrites. I'm going to get something together here. None other than Pastor Maxine, glory to God. Somebody say amen for Pastor Maxine Lee. Amen. Hallelujah. And Dr. Theodis Lee. Somebody say amen for Dr. Theodis Lee. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to know this, that the next voices that you hear is a dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland, as they share the pastor's corner with you. God bless you. The floor is yours. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose, Mrs. Lee and I and Dr. Bird, amen, to rejoice in the Lord and to be exceedingly glad. Again, we choose to rejoice. That means we make a quality decision, amen, to rejoice in the God of our salvation. We just have so much to be thankful for. Amen. A lot of families didn't make it today, needless to say. But thank God that God spared us, and he gave us another day to glorify his holy name. And so as a result of that, we thank the Lord, and we do thank the birds for having us once again on this week to come before you. And we consider it an honor to be on the broadcast again. We don't take it lightly. Amen. We get before the Lord and we ask him, what is the word that he wants us to share? Amen. With you, the audience, with the birds, of course, but with those of the birds audience out there, brothers and sisters and family. And so that's what we're going to share with you today. We're going to share the word of the Lord. And the Lord spoke to me, and my wife and I usually go over what the Lord is speaking to us, or what he would have us to share, whether individually or collectively. And the Lord spoke, I believe he spoke, and said that he wants, amen, us to believe his word, amen. He wants us to know that all things are possible to you and I, to them, brothers and sisters, sinners as well, that would believe his word. Again, all things are possible to you if we're willing to believe what God's word is. The Bible says that we are to have faith in God's word. Amen. Jesus said at one point, he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now, I don't know about you, but I've seen a mustard seed. And sometimes I think I need a microphone, depending on what time of the day it is, a magnifying glass, because the mustard seed is very, very small. But Jesus was sharing a principle with us. He said, if you have faith in the word of God, amen, and you speak out of your mouth, amen, what you believe in God for, and down in your heart, Jesus said you can have what you say. Now, that's a small seed, but it's very potent, amen? And the key is believing what God says concerning the word of the living God, amen? And so God wants also to encourage you that are listening to this broadcast today. And he said, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, there are many of my people that's going through in this seasons of their life, spiritually, some mentally, some physically, some socially, and some financially. And instead of them continually believing in my word like they did in times past when they were trusting and they were going through, the enemy was coming up against them, amen, they were being attacked here, there, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, financially, amen, as they continue to stand on my word in times past, the same way that this, I'm the same God, amen, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, that the word of the Lord, to encourage you today, the word of the Lord has never changed. God said, what I did last time, as you honored my word and trust my word concerning every area of your life, whatever area you're being attacked by, he said, remember, I came through. Amen. The word of the Lord, amen, came through. In other words, God brought the deliverance. God brought the healing. Some of you were being attacked in your business, some in your marriage, some in your family, amen, and so forth and so on. But God said, I'm the same God. I mean, I'm reiterating thing, emphasizing it, because teaching is repeating until learning takes place. And so the Lord wants you to get it, amen. He said, I'm the same God yesterday. Amen. I'm the same God today. Amen. That you in need of. And I'll be the same God tomorrow. Now, I think everybody out there looking, listening to this broadcast, I believe you can feel the faith of God's word coming out. Amen. The anointing in there. I want you to, wherever you are, if you're driving, pull on the side of the road, of course. But if you're in the house or you're sitting, I want you to put your hands together. And I want you to give God a big clap offering. Again, he said, I'm the same God yesterday. I'm the same God today. And I'll be the same God tomorrow. That sounds like a God of character, a God of integrity. God said, if I spoke it, I will do it. Can I get amen out there? He said, if I said it in my word as it pertains to whatever area of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, or financially, amen, he said, I will do it. And I'm emphasizing again because he's leading me to go this way. Amen, he said, I will do it. Sometimes we can be blessed of the Lord, amen, one season of our life, and then when the enemy come and attack like he has to this audience, many of you in the audience today, amen, that's being attacked, glory to God, it's easy to forget sometimes what God did for you just last month. It's easy for some to forget what God did last year. It's easy for some to forget what God just did and deliver us from maybe last week, or, amen, just 2 days ago, amen. Maybe you were in a close accident or something, amen, and it scared you straight, but God delivered you. And yet sometime, if we're not careful, we can forget what God did for us, amen, on yesterday, a day before. And God said, I want you to remind son and daughter, remind them, I am the same God. Hebrews 13:8. Amen. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, I haven't gone anywhere. Amen. Sometime when God doesn't come true for us when we think he should, because of where we are at the time or what we're going through, sometimes we think he's not going to do it. But we can't find that in his word, because God said, if I spoke it, glory to God, I am powerful enough to do it. If I said it in my word and you find it in my word, you can present, because God is a God that honors his word. He doesn't honor his feeling. He doesn't have to do that. He doesn't honor, amen, here the up one day, down the next. He is a God that actually he honors his word, every letter to the word. He honors that. And all he wants us to do in encouraging you today is just reminding us, amen, I'm the same God. I have not changed. I see what you're going through, daughter. I see what you're going through, son. I see what you're going through, marriage, amen. I see what you're going through, but I'm the same God. Just because I haven't come through for you yet, that doesn't mean I haven't come through for the brother or the sister or the husband or the wife and another and another situation. But he wants you to know, I am coming through. Don't give up on me, because I've never given up on you. That's a revelation within itself. God said, don't you give up on me so quickly. All that I've done for you, son, all that I've done for you, daughter, all that I did for you, sister, all I did for you, mother, oh, dad, you're going to give up on me so quickly? All that I did for you, who was it that delivered you the last time? Who was it that took two fish and five loaves of bread? He said, I'm the same God, amen, that fed you yesterday. Will I not feed you today? The Bible says in Matthew, the 14th chapter, concerning the ministry of Jesus for the 3.5 years he was on this earth. And the Bible said they were out. People followed Jesus everywhere that he went, because he had, amen, he was anointed of God. And they saw him as a God, amen, as a son of God, the living God. They believed on him, that he spoke it, and it came to pass, whatever he said, amen. And so God said, amen, don't do that. They were out there in one of the wilderness places, amen. And so after Jesus got through ministering to them, the Bible said that multitudes of people, when they heard that he was coming to their town or their villages, amen, they would come and they would flock around there to be healed, delivered, set free, say, so forth and so on. And the Bible said this day was no different. Matthew, the 14th chapter, 14th verse, it said they were out there almost like in a wilderness setting where the people came and the people turned around and there was no food to eat other than a low boy that had two fish and five loaves of bread. How many people were out there that was hungry? Just 5,000. Now, I've never seen somebody take two fish and five loaves of bread and see 5,000 men, women, and children. Amen. If you know what I'm talking about out there, amen. If I was a Baptist preacher, I'd say, can I get an amen? At least loan me one out there. Amen. Because God, listen, I can eat two fish and some loaves out of the bread, amen, myself. But the Bible said that Jesus borrowed the lad, the young man's basket, asked him, would he let him use it, amen? And Jesus, and he took it and he gave it to Jesus, amen, and Jesus held it up to the Father. Jesus blessed the food, and Jesus told the disciple, now distribute it out. Amen. As they begin to distribute it out, the bread just multiplied. Help me, Jesus. And you tell me, that's why we can't give up on God so quick. You can be in a desert place in your life, in your marriage, in your family, glory to God, and your business. But don't give me so quick. I heard the Lord said, tell them again, son. Don't be so quick to give up on me. You didn't give up on me the last time, and I came through for you. Well, why would you want to give up on me now? Hold fast to my word. And he's just reminding us, amen, what I did. And that's the love of God. Although sometimes we find ourselves, if we're not careful, giving up on God's word, amen, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, and financially, amen. But God said, listen, I love you enough, amen, that I'll give you another chance. Amen. I just want you to trust me and know that I will never give up on you. So don't give up on me. And guess what happened? As a result of the young man, amen, with the two fish and five loaves of bread, compared to 5,000 hungry people, the Bible said when they took up all the fragments, that meant everybody had eaten. Those 5,000 people had eaten from that two fish and five loaves of bread, glory to God, and they had, I believe, was seven baskets left over. I think God is a good God, and he deserved the worship. He deserved the praise and the accolade. Don't give up on the Father, because he never will give up on us. Amen. The Bible also says in Matthew, the 14th chapter, 14th verse, amen, that Jesus, there were people there not only hungry, but they were sick. Amen. The Bible said Jesus had compassion. All the compassion of Jesus. Glory to God. The compassion of the Lord. The compassion. And there are those of you that's sick out there right now. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. And I release, Mrs. Lee and I, glory to God, release the anointing right now. We release that anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you right now. And we release it in Jesus' name. Get ready to receive it, my brother. Get ready to receive it, my sister. I see people. I see someone in the wheelchair right now. Be healed by the power of God. Do something you never did. I honor your faith. Get up out of that wheelchair. Get up off of that bed of affliction. Get up out of that bed. Glory to God. I see somebody blind, and God said, honor your faith. Glory. Honor, honor. Amen. Open your eyes and expect to see. Don't go open your eyes hoping you're going to see. Not that kind of hope. That's doubting hope. Joyful expectation. Open your eyes expecting to see the sunshine. Open your eyes expecting to see the leaves that's on the tree outside the way. Don't doubt God, the anointing. We're releasing it right now. We're releasing it right now. You take hold of that anointing. Glory to God. I see somebody with back trouble. I command you, we command you to be healed. I command your spine to be back in place right now. You have a crooked spine. Glory to God. And in the name of Jesus, we send the anointing to you right now, my brother, my sister, be healed of that condition. Brother, be healed of that condition. Glory to God. Somebody got a problem with neck, pain in their neck right now, and you've been suffering that for a long, long time. But in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, we pronounce you healed, and we pronounce you whole. There's the anointing. It's coming through the airway. Just receive it. Give God. Get up out of that wheelchair in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Get up off of that bed of affliction right now. Glory to God. Open your eyes expecting to see the sun that's shining out there today. Don't get up expecting your back going to stay crooked. That's not fair. Get up expecting your back is healed by the power of the living God. Glory to God. Somebody, you're suffering with a tumor. You've been going through that for quite some time now. But in the name of Jesus, we release the anointing and we break that tumor up in your body. Glory to God. We cancel it out. I step on it. We step on it in the name of Jesus in the spirit realm. And we command you to be healed. We command you to be whole. Somebody, as a lady or ladies, they're having a problem with breast problem. In the name of Jesus, we release that anointing. Whatever the condition is, we release the anointing in your breast right now. It's not by feeling, but you can feel the anointing right now. Glory to God. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel it. Glory to God. You can feel it. Glory to God. Give him some more praise out of your life. Hey, I see somebody running around. Sister, I see you running around. Glory to God. God just healed you. You're running around wherever you're in your house. Glory to God. I don't know where you are, but I see you running around and you giving God glory and you giving God worship and you giving God praises and the tears coming down. Oh, glory to God, Father. Some of you are saying, well, brother and sister Lee haven't called my name. Don't wait for us to call you, honey. The anointing is flowing. God doesn't always, it's not about your name. It's about your faith. Glory to God. Jesus, many times he healed the people. He saw their faith. They took whole of the word he was speaking. So reach out our hands out right now. Reach out and touch. Glory to God. The anointing that's releasing in your hand right now. And heal tumors, curse and destroy. We destroy. We command to die right now in the name of Jesus. There's somebody, I think, I'm not sure it's a lady or man, but they're in a bed chair. I don't know whether you're in the hospital or whether you were at home or in a nursing home, but God says you are old woman. Glory to God. But God said he's going to give you some more longevity. He's going to give you a little longer to live because you're not ready to die. You say, I don't want to die yet. I want to see my grandchildren. I want to play with my children some more. I want my mother. I want my daughters. Glory to God. And my nieces and nephews. I want to get to spend some more time with them like I haven't had in a while. God said he's going to grant you the time, grandmother. He's going to grant you the time and you're going to tell of this miracle that God has done, not the leaves. Glory to God. We just servants of God. Amen. We don't have no power of our own. It's the power of the living God. You're going to tell of what great things the Lord did for you. Amen. Today, in Jesus' name, you're going to be a witness before you leave and go to heaven. Father, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Sister Bird, the word of the Lord has come unto me, and God, I pronounce healing into your body right now. I pronounce healing into your body right now. We release We release it right now. We release it right now. We release it right now. Glory to God. If you're not already standing up and shouting and praising the Lord, amen, get up and praise God. Give God glory. Give God God. We release it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise, and we give you honor. Those of you that are listening, amen, you're attentive and listening, just like the people in the biblical days, because the anointing is going out, and many of you are being healed and being delivered. Ears are open right now, opening up right now. Receive your anointing. Tell the Lord, thank you for opening up my ears. Thank you for those of you that God has opened up your eyes. Thank you, God, has given you soundness of mind, peace in your spirit. I see some of you out there. Glory to God, you've been dealing with a lot of mental problems. Glory to God. Well, you don't have to deal with it no more. You receive this anointing by the stripes that you are healed by the power of the living God right now. Hey, go closer. I see you. I see someone jumping up. Glory to God. The power of God hits you. Glory to God. Sometimes you can't just stay there. Glory to God. Say, thank you, Jesus. That's good. But sometimes the power will just lift you almost practically off of your chair. Oh, thank you, Lord, for healing. Healing the backbones. Healing the spine. Glory to God. Healing the breast. Healing. Glory. Delivering from tumors. Glory to God. Veins and arteries. Somebody's having problem with clogged arteries, clogged veins. Not no more. In the name of Jesus, I command you to be totally healed. We release the anointing into there. Hey, go to the I see the power of God. I see the healing power of God. And I see it like a brush. Glory to God. It's going in. It's just going around. Glory to God. Sometimes you can feel the power of God when we release it in your body. But it's not just by feeling. It's by faith. Glory to God. But somebody always say, well, thank God I can feel it. I receive that. And I see it going in like a brush. Like a brush. And your spine, and then your blood vessels, glory to God, your backbone, oh, yes, sir, cleaning out your blood system, your tubes, glory to God. Some of you have some female problem, and in the name of God, be healing those, heke potosak, mande redebeke, mando redebe sokotoya, ino redebe koto redebe kata redeminge. Be healed by the power of the living God, the same Jesus, the same water-walking Jesus, the same two fish and five loaves of bread, and fed 5,000, 12 baskets left over, glory to God, is in your midst today. Glory to God, and he is healing. And don't doubt the power of God. I see a few of you doubting God's power. You ladies, matter of fact, doubting God's power. Could this really be real? And yet the power of God, it wants to heal you, and you doubting God's power. Glory to God. This is real, my sister. This is God's power. We are just servants of the Most High God. We don't have no power, no anointing to heal nobody. The anointing that's in our life, it comes from the power of the Holy Ghost. That's in it comes from God. Now, you can be healed, or you can let this moment pass you by. You may never have it again. I'm not saying you I'm saying you may not. Glory to God. Hey, Ketora, cleaning out those veins. I see God. He cleaning out those arteries. I see God cleaning out those tissue. I see someone having bowel trouble. Glory to God. It could be more than one. It could be a number of you. Glory to God. And I see your bowel tract. Glory to God. It's totally clean. Totally clean. Totally clean. Totally clean by the power of the living God in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you worship. We give you glory. Some of you are getting an overhaul. You have more than one thing. Some of you have more than two things, Lord. Some of you have two or three things, four things. But I see God healing you by the power of God. As long as your faith is alive and you're receiving, glory to God, this word, the anointing will do exactly what it says it will do. Thank you, Father, for doing it. I see God bringing marriages back together. Some of you have been praying for marriages and your families, but also for your children. Glory to God. Some incidents of some bad relationships. But God said, amen, just repent of it. Glory to God. Repent of it. He said he's forgiven you. Glory to God. And he's forgiven you, so forgive yourself. And God said he's going to clean things up for you. And that he's cleaning it up. He's cleaning it up. Glory to God. Oh, sister God, I see you. I see you praising God. I see the tears coming down your eye, from your eyes. Glory down your face in the name of Jesus. See it. See it. Glory to God. You are so happy. You said, I didn't know this was going to happen to me. I wasn't expecting this. Glory to God. I was just going to hear the word and whatever else. But God has a blessing just for you because you're in the right place and the right time listening to the right broadcast. Glory to God. Amen. And God had an appointment with you. And God said, I love you, my daughter. You're a nice lady. You're very nice. We're not a bit older person in age, but you're a nice person. Glory to God. And I see you've been hurt in different areas of your life. I see that. And it really pushed you away from God. But God said, it's time to come on back home, daughter. I'm not finished with you yet. And I'm going to use you for my glory. And there are many who are going to say, this can't be God. But, amen, you'll be able to say, you talk to God about it because it is the glory. And I'm a testimony of what great things the Lord has done for me this day. And no man, woman, boy, girl, amen, can deny it. It's by the power of the living God. And Father, I give you glory. At this time, praise the Lord. No place to quit, but I want to turn it back over to Dr. Bird. Thank you for having us as always.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. I see someone, glory to God, who has diverticulitis, has a problem, glory to God. Hallelujah. As Pastor has said, with that bowel tract, with the intestinal disturbances, hallelujah, glory to God. God is dealing with it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody got hallelujah, glory to God, scoliosis. And spinal bifida. Right now, God is dealing with it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's somebody who's being blackmailed by a religious group. Hallelujah. Saying that, look here, you've been healed by God because of a certain situation, but if you leave my church, if you don't stop, if you stop worshiping me, I am going to put that disease back on you. The devil is a liar. You are free. God healed you permanently, 100%. You're free. No more, hallelujah, blood-borne pathogenic disease. It ain't in your body. It's not yours, hallelujah. It went back to the devil from which it came. Hallelujah. Somebody named Claudette, you're suffering right now. Somebody named Alicia, you're suffering right now. Somebody named Shantae, you're suffering right now. God said, I'm healing your body right now from the top of your heads to the soles of your feet. Wonderful, see, Canada. And somebody that went through, hallelujah, the doctor said you had some polyps in your bowel tract, and we're going to check and see if they're cancer. I got news for you. No cancer. No cancer. No cancer. Hallelujah. That person that had a cardiac arrest, hallelujah. We're going to arrest the cardiac arrest and decree and declare healing right now in your heart, in your body, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank God. Pastor Peaches, I want you to get to First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 and 58. Read both of them. Get there. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58. Get there right now.
Moody but thank you, God. Give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, verse 58 also?
Yes, go ahead.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Come on now. See, God, hallelujah, has already decreed and declared victory over your circumstance, over your situation, over your condition. I want you to know that. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians, glory to God, 2:14 says he always,
God always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. I got news for you. Hallelujah. You healed. I know, folks, oh, you're going to, I had an uncle just like, had the same thing you did, and he passed. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. You're going to God. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Who report are you going to believe? God said, I set before you today blessings and curses. Hallelujah. Go to life and death. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And I know you're choosing life today. I need somebody to say amen. I need somebody to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if Pastor Theodis is still there. Pastor, are you still there?
Lord, yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Come on now, brother. God got some more that he's imparting to you. Go ahead a little bit longer. Come on now. Hallelujah. We're moving by the Spirit and not by our sight. Come on. Go ahead.
Glory. Yando Radebeke.
Right now.
Sando Radebeke. 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 Mandore de vese che tarradavo cotore di vista. Mandore de vese. There's a sister. I'm sorry, did you say something?
Oh.
Hallelujah.
You go ahead, sir.
There's a sister. Amen. You're a different person. I don't remember who all I ministered to because just ministered in spirit. But right now there's a sister. Amen. You've been going through some mental problems, and a lot of it is not because mentally you having problems. It's because of the pressure and the stress. Amen. And the tension and the things that you're going through. Amen. And dealing with. Amen. Whether it be at work, amen. It's in this area, it's in that area, family situation, and you know, it's a number of area that is you're being attacked, and that's why there's such pressure. I even see you holding your head, both hands, and your head in your hand, and you've done this many different times, and you said, Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do, amen. I feel like I'm just gonna die, my head's just gonna explode. But in the name of the Lord Jesus, this is your day for deliverance, and I take authority, Mrs. Lee and I, and Dr. and Pastor Bird, amen, we take authority over this. It's pressure. It started with an evil spirit to possess you, but as a result of you constantly going through, sort of like round and around, and you're a very nice person. You're a respectable young woman. You're not a person that's very elderly. Actually, now you might be in your 40s, late 40s, 50s, somewhere around. It might be a little younger, maybe 48, 49. And so as a result, amen, you just kept going through and going through. But this is your day for deliverance, sister. Amen. This is your day for deliverance. And I speak prosperity in your life. I speak peace in your mind. You give God what belongs to him. Amen. You will, because your heart is right toward God. And you will even, you may even say, Lord, you bless me. Amen. I will give, amen, to your work. I'll put it where I go at. If you're in a church somewhere and is ministering to you in the word of the Lord, amen, I'll support that. And I'll, because your heart is right. You have a very soft heart as it pertains to, you have the kind of heart, sister, where God can use. You have the kind of heart where God, that's what God wants all of his sons and daughters, mothers and dads, amen, to kind of have a heart, amen, that God can entrust you with. See, God will always give us what he can trust us with. Remember that. As long as you show God you can be trusted, amen, don't let things hinder you, because there's been times when you have let things hinder you, and you say, I'm not going to give. Don't do that. You've hindered yourself, and you open the door for problems and stress and tension, but God will give you anything. So just always give that which belongs to God. Amen. Amen. And walk in God's love. Praise the Lord. And God will continue to bring you. And I see God bringing you up out of the miry clay, if you will, the pressure, tension, stress. Amen. And the hearing voices and stuff like that. But as of this day, you are free by the power of the living God in the name of Jesus. You are free. You are free. And don't you go back saying, oh, my mind doesn't say, I'm free in Jesus' name. I will not accept that because, amen, you open the door. You open the door to enemies that come spirit and say, you can't come here. You're not welcome here. The bills are not welcome here. Amen. I'm not going to allow it to affect my mind anymore because the word of the Lord is coming to me and I receive that word and you have the peace of God in you now and you continue to walk in God's peace. Continue to walk in God's love. Amen. And you continue, God will continue to use you. You are faithful. God, you have the kind of heart God can use, sister. Keep your heart right. Amen. And God is going to bless you. He's going to increase you spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, and financially. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor and majesty. Your will, your will, your will, your will. Sister Britt, I see God using you.
Hallelujah.
Ministering to more women, I see that. I see that. I don't see it because I wouldn't know this, but I don't see you ministering a lot to ladies right now because of the time and season you are in. And yet you do minister. You do share. You do some counseling here and there. But I'm talking about women. Amen. I'm not talking about one here, two here, or maybe one there. But I see God setting you up and preparing you, amen, to use you to minister to tens and 20s and 30s and 50s and hundreds and plus more people. Amen. Before you leave here, I see that in the spirit of the Lord. I see you standing before women, glory to God, right now in the spirit of the Lord. And I see you sharing the word of God. You stay in the word. You stay in the word. Amen. You stay in the word. You study that word. Amen. And you pray that word. And you got the man of God, of course, as you know, he's a man of the word. And you and he has a wife that's a woman of the word. But you study the word. Stay in that word. You ask questions, ask him. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I see you because he's preparing you, my sister. You a mother in Zion. Amen. The Lord says, I'm preparing her as a mother in Zion because there are going to be more. You're going to start getting calls, going to start coming into you in God's time. Not going to bombard you, overload you, but I see that in God's time. And when he sees that you're ready and you can handle it, he'll send you another call here. Then he'll send another call in. And then that call is going to be so blessed, they're going to tell their sister, or their mom, and then they're going to end up calling you, praise the Lord. But God is preparing you. And you said, what are all these people calling me for? Well, God is preparing you. And so now God is letting you know, amen, he's moving you into another phase of ministry, amen, and the time and season, amen, that he's preparing for you. Glory to God. See that. I see that. I also see you on television. Glory to God. I'm not saying necessarily that you have a television ministry, but I'm not saying that either. Whether somebody did, they'll just be calling you in and having you to come and minister. Amen. But God is going to let you know all that's going to fall in place. Amen. You're a good woman. You're a very good woman. You're a godly woman. And you're a woman of word. You've been through a lot of things in life. Or if the people know what you've been through, glory to God, they'd probably bust out and cry. Amen. They wouldn't believe it. They would reject it. I myself speaking by the Spirit, so I really don't know either. Amen. But God loves you, and he's been preparing you for greatness. Amen. You've been in the background for a long time, but God said it won't be long now because you're coming into a new season, daughter. Amen. And I'm bringing you a couple. I'm bringing you up. And I see God. I see you in the Spirit. And I see you. God's been moving one step here and to another step and another step. He said, God, I'm tired of this. I want to break and this, that, and the other. But I see you in the Spirit. And God said, daughter, amen, I've been preparing you. Your heart's been right toward me. And that's why I haven't given up on you. Your heart's been right toward me. And I'm proud of you, daughter. I'm proud of you. And you're not a selfish person. And I'll give you anything I can trust you with. And you show me you could be trusted with this type of ministry and the people that I'm going to send to you, to one here and one there. And before you know it, amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you're listening to the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Sunday, hallelujah, International Victory Service. We're the broken heart made whole by God. We've just been having a time in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think we lost Pastor Theodis. Are you there? All right. I think we lost them. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, hallelujah, we praise God. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go into another phase of our service. Pastor Peaches, if you would, lead us in prayer.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Oh, Father God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that's gone forth. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us through Pastor Lee, Lord God, and Pastor Maxine. Father God, we thank you. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophecies that's going forth. We thank you, Lord God, for making us vessels of honor unto you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we had 10,000 tongues, Lord God. We can praise you. We can thank you. We can worship you enough because you're worthy, Lord God, of all the glory, of all the honor and all the praise. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. From the rising of the sun into the going down the same, Lord God, your name is to be praised. You're worthy, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for touching our bodies, our minds, our souls, our spirits. Hallelujah. Lifting us up, Lord God, encouraging our hearts. Oh, Father God, we ask you to continue to bless the listeners, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being with us. Thank you, Lord God, for your spirit, Lord God, that's breaking yokes, destroying yokes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for your mighty power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Lord God, bless the word as it continues to come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the scriptural answers, Lord God, for the questions, Lord God, that are on people's hearts and that are on their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the bishop, Lord God, as he comes forth, Lord God, to answer questions in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And right now, what time is it?
Hallelujah. Communion time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The meal that heals.
The meal that heals. Well,
yes.
Bless God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
The meal that heals. I tell you, that music wants to stay on itself. I tell you, Joshua's troop is awesome. But if you would right now, turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23-30.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
This is the meal that heals, the meal that gives life, preserves life, and revives life. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask that you would bless and anoint and sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Your word says to examine yourselves, and we do that right now. And first of all, Father God, we thank you for your covenant names. And I believe that the number one coveted name that you have is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we all repent. repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission. Please forgive us as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Father God, we examine ourselves again. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed.
Yes.
First Peter 2:24 says, without the shedding of blood. First Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily.
Yeah, thank you.
Because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you for your word, O God. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, he declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our healing right now. We thank you, Lord, for our healing right now. Your words say in Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for our healing right now. And we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our life, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system. Hallelujah, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26, First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13 says, God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, decimates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We cancel every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us.
Amen.
Now, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, brings to naught, makes a no effect, reverses, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion today. We remember you, Lord. We glorify your name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. And right now, we are speaking our family daily confession. So I'm talking to all the families out there. Sister Linda, Minister Linda, Sterling and Barry and David, hallelujah, glory to God, and Reggie and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany, hallelujah, and Faith and Coco, hallelujah, and Ronald and Mother Harris, Angie Harris, Yvette Harris, hallelujah, glory to God, Joyce Dukes, hallelujah, glory to God, Tavon, Maurice, Tanya, David, Calvin, hallelujah, Robin, Cam, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Gloria, Minister Janice, Yvonne, Cynthia, QB, hallelujah, Dominique, Justin, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, little Kitty, Stephanie, little Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, Julius, Joshua, Victor, hallelujah, Carol, Carolyn, Doug and Teresa Wilson, Sheila from Dresses, hallelujah, hallelujah,
Apostle Margie Mercer and family, Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Dorothy Warsaw, Tavon, Earl, Tiny, Kimberly, Nikki, Danielle, Pamela, Shelly, glory to God. Every family under the sound of my voice, I speak for every family. Every man, woman, boy, girl, family and extended family, under the sound of my voice, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The family daily confession. We're speaking for every family member in and out of Christ, in and out of a fellowship with the family. We speak and we got you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we're going to go right into, because you anointed this service already. Now, those who are in other countries, we're asking you to put the translator app to hook that up so your questions could come to us in English. Hallelujah. Because my Chinese is not good. My Tagalog is not good. My Spanish is not good. So we're going to start right now. Father, we thank you for what you've done already and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for freeing the captives, for saving, filling with your spirit. And hallelujah, for touching everyone under the sound of my voice at the point of their need, and then giving them super abundantly above. Give them 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown today. All right, Pastor Peaches, do you have any questions? The first question you have there.
Yes. It says, if the promises of God are yea and amen, why are some of my prayers not being answered?
You had to start off with something like that. All right. 1 Corinthians. Nope, sorry. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1. Verse 20. That's one scripture. You can go to that one.
Yes, I have it already.
You have it already. Read that scripture.
For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us.
Your request to God, first of all, God is not a celestial bellhop. Gimme, my name is Jimmy. And see, you must understand some scriptures. This is the equation. That's the format for what you're asking God. So if you ask God something, it's yea and amen if it's to his glory. If it's not to the glory of God, it ain't yea and amen.
Amen.
Not only that, there's a scripture that said, well, what's the other scripture that says in Matthew 18:19, where it talks about two touch and agree. If you can go to that real quick, because we got to read 19 and 20.
What was the scripture?
Matthew 18:18.
Yes.
Verse 19.
What did
it say?
Let me read it?
Yes.
Again, I say unto you that if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them
of my Father which is in heaven.
3:20.
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
So if you get together with somebody, touch and agree on something, God got to be in the midst of your conversation. For God to, read 19 again.
It says, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them and of my Father which is in heaven.
20 is the key to 19. You can touch and agree with somebody as long as it's flowing with the things of God. Read 20 again.
For where two or three are gathered together in my name.
In his name. What you're asking for in whose name?
In the name of Jesus.
Mm.
His name.
You continue to read that 20.
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
If he's in the midst of your conversation, y'all two getting together and want to ask something to God, hey, amen. I think I'm through with that. If y'all want to be, again, that was 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, and Matthew 18, 19, and 20. All right. What's the next? You got another question?
Yes. I have been waiting for a husband, and I asked God for one, and he told me who my husband will be. But they are married. What does this mean?
That means you didn't hear from God. That's what it meant. Glory to God. God is not going to come against his word. And he hates divorce.
Amen.
He hates that. I mean, forget reason get divorced. That's not, but he hates that. And number one, I have not found out. Now, y'all can correct me, but I know the scripture talks about he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and has favor with God. Now, I didn't find the scripture that says he that findeth a husband findeth a good thing and has favor with God. I didn't find that one yet. So you women that want a husband, chill out. Work on yourself.
Okay.
Get busy in doing the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever go to a garden, you've seen these flowers moving around trying to catch up with the bees.
Mm-hmm.
Take that picture because you're going to be rich. But what the flowers do, they are where they are, where they are planted. And they shine. They soak up the moisture, the nourishment. They try to look pretty where they are. And guess what happens? The bees start coming to them. If some you I want you to know, God left the matchmaking business a long time ago. Now, if he does something like that, he is not going to have you go off on the deep end and going to have you proclaiming to folks, God told me who my husband was, and although he's the pastor of the church and he's already married, but I know something's going to happen so I can marry him.
Mm-mm-mm.
That don't even sound sane, let alone. You know, there's such a thing as faith, foolishness,
mm-hmm.
downright presumption.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to tell you what that is, but it ain't faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
God's word is going to be true. He ain't going to change. He said in Psalms 89:34, he ain't going to change what he said out of his mouth. And what he said, you know, if something that you think God told you, you ought to be able to find it in the Bible. I said, if God told you something, you ought to be able to find it in the Bible. He said, well, I don't know if it's in the Bible. There's 7,487 promises in the Word of God. And if you can't find something that God said, that lines up with what you said God said to you,
mm-hmm.
then you need to shut your mouth and go pray into more. And that fact, you get back down on your knees because you're listening to some other voices other than the voice of the Lord. Next question real quick because yes. we run out of time.
Is it a lack of faith to ask someone else to pray for me for a particular purpose because I think they can get approved through?
A prayer through? Oh,
okay. Oh, yes.
That might be somebody using a translator. No, but that's interesting. There are two things about this question. Number one, of course, a one chance takes 1,000 to 10,000. But here's another thing. And look, go do me a favor. Go to Hebrews 4, and verse Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. The Bible says, number one, we're supposed to believe for ourselves. Because God wants us to do that. In fact, in Matthew 21:22 and Mark 9:23 and Mark 11:24, it talks about believe.
Amen.
And you shall receive. So, so have faith. And of course, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You diligently seek God. So, okay, what's that scripture? Did you get there?
Yes.
Okay, read that scripture.
4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
God gives us mercy. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve, and grace is getting what you don't deserve. You need me to say that again? Mercy is not getting what you do deserve, and grace is getting what you don't deserve. And so God said, you go boldly before him. Now, there are certain situations that are heavy duty, and there's the scripture talks about many hands make a heavy load light. This is that situation. I'm aware where maybe somebody has been diagnosed with cancer. It's a heavy load. You need someone to help that load, a prayer. And I understand, one to chase 1,000, 2,000. The other person has a lack of faith. They don't want to live off of their faith because they don't have none. They want to live off of your faith. It really doesn't work that way. Sometimes, I only remember one situation, there are probably others in the Bible where it works that way. In fact, there are probably two or three now that I think about it. Lazarus coming back from the dead. He was dead. So he began to live, but it was on somebody else's faith. That's okay. And several other folk were dead, and they came back to life. God, somebody else's faith brought them back to life. Okay. But if you know God, word, it's for you to stand on your own two feet and have victory. It's a no-soul salvation. You got to know it for yourself. You want to please God? Please him by coming to him. He's daddy. He's not no stranger. He's not no somebody you bumped into on the light rail. He's your father. Go to him. But if you need some heavy lifting, if you know that you can make it, but you want some heavy lifting, you got some heavy lifting, I can see that. But because, well, my faith is not good. Well, you got some doubt. I don't care how much faith somebody else want to get to loan you. If you got doubt, stuff is not going to happen right. Excuse me, I was getting ready to go back to the country. It's not going to happen the way you want it to happen if you got doubt. Doubt is from the devil. You got to get rid of the doubt and say, Lord, I believe your word, and stand on his word. But again, if you doubt that you can get a prayer through, it's time for you to go back on your knees until you know you can get a prayer through. Hallelujah. Because something's not right, and you know something's not right. There's sin in your life, and you don't think that you can get a prayer through because there's sin in your life, and you're not getting rid of it. You're not repenting of that sin. Go to the next one real quick.
I know you said not to be led by your emotions, but some people just push my buttons and I get so angry. What can I do?
Oh, my goodness. Boy, these questions are really getting kind of heavy. Glory to God. What can you do about people that want to push your buttons? And the two things that really push people's buttons most of the time, probably disrespect and being talked down to. And I guess that's disrespect, too. And the other thing, ignored. Well, see, if you know that that's a sore, you put some protection on that. You put an extra bandage on that. You put extra covering on that. In other words, if you know disrespect pushes your button, and you know some folk that like to push your button, number one, you pray for them. Number two, you know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you out of your salvation. They're trying to make your Christian walk a lie to the rest of the world. So you have to stand on the word of God.
Amen.
You got to stand bold. And you got to do this. Guard your eye gate and your ear gate. Mm-hmm. What you hear. So sometimes you got to turn a deaf ear to what folks say. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want them to get away with calling me this out of my name or this. If somebody calls you Rover and that ain't your name, are you going to answer?
No.
And please don't roll over just because they called you Rover.
No.
You know, if they call you out of your name, you know that ain't your name. What's the deal? Don't answer to it.
Amen.
Let wisdom be your bulwark. Let wisdom be what you carry. I mean, Proverbs talk about wisdom be tied up around your head. Let it be on your forehead or something. Your wisdom, you know, keep wisdom. That's wisdom. Self-control. That's one of the signs of being a child of the King. The fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Self-control, meekness and temperance, controlling your emotions. You want to be a child of the King? Control yourself. You're not a child of the King? Okay, yeah, that means you decided to go to hell. Well, that's not God's best for you, but if that's what you want, you know, God's a gentleman. He'll let you go wherever you want to go, but that's not his best for you. But if you're a child of the King, there's some other things to do. Pastor Peaches, you got something that you want to say on that?
No, I'm past that.
You don't pass that? Oh, they can count to 10. You know, we used to say that, count to 10. Or go to the bathroom and scream. Come back and with a smile on your face. Whatever. But, you know, come on. People push your button. Hey, that's controlling you. Who should control you? Oh, you said the Holy Spirit. That's wonderful. You got the answer. Let the Holy Spirit control you. Walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Next.
I feel that I have been called to preach, but nobody will recognize me. What am I supposed to do?
Lord have mercy, Jesus. Who called you? If God called you, I don't care if everybody in the world lined up against you. If God called you, you go do what God said do. But by the way, you might want to ask him, when? And what should I do? Should I prepare myself for what you want me to do? When and where? Get him the newspaper thing, you know, when, where, how, you know, all that kind of stuff. But don't worry about people. People don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. And you say, well, I won't be recognized. Who cares? Look. I'd rather be recognized by God than recognized by anybody else.
Amen.
If God recognizes you, that's it right there.
Amen.
Now, give me another question real quick.
Another one, my former pastor said, there are four corners. You can go out there and preach. Stand on the corner and preach.
That's right.
You don't have to go into anybody's church with a bullhorn or anybody else's pulpit. Those areas are already covered. God gave you a word. Go out there and give up the word.
And you know what? I always say this in real church. Someone else's opinion and 50 Cent won't even buy a cup of coffee.
Amen.
It's up to you and God. If God ordained you, if God made you a bishop, if God made you an apostle, if God made you an elder, a pastor, a deacon, if God said, I've made you this, this is who you are, I don't care who said, well, where's your piece of paper? You ask God about that.
Amen.
I get so sick and tired of people saying, what organization? It don't have to be no organization. It's God,
man,
is the one that calls and ordains. Go ahead. Next question, real quick.
What does the Bible mean about eating the food of your lips?
I preach about that. Everything you think, everything you say, everything you do are seeds of the planet Earth. When you eat fruit from what? From a tree. Tree from what? A seed. What you say out of your mouth, Proverbs 18:21, says life and death is in the what?
Power of the tongue.
So watch what you say. Give me another question real quick.
I think we've done, when I was young, I had three abortions. I know God is in favor. Can I ever be forgiven for this?
Wow. Y'all have come up with some questions that have really, that's a heavy question, but it's an easy question. Number one, yes, you can be forgiven. And just a little caveat, those three abortions, they are not lost. You mean they didn't put on the earth suit. This is the same as having miscarriages. And we talked about this several times. Those three aborted fetuses are not around, but their spirit is in heaven with the Father God.
Amen.
And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing they're going to be. That sister, and I share, it's really interesting that the person that sent that text mentioned three abortions, because I had mentioned that before. Three abortions, two miscarriages, and three live births. When that mother and that father get to heaven, it's going to be eight children coming up to them. Three are going to say, hi, Mom, hi, Dad. And they're going to say, but then the other five are going to say, hi, Mom, hi, Dad. By the way, what's my name? Even the miscarriages. Because, see, before they come here, they're in the heart of God. Their spirits in the heart of God. They may not have put on their earth suit, or they may have taken off their earth suit, but to be absent from the body as well,
be present with the Lord.
Mm. And if this earthly tabernacle be destroyed, I have a building eternal in heaven, not made by hands, eternal in heaven. In other words, eternal means been around. It was here. You were in the heart of God before you got here.
Amen.
God told Jeremiah, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you. Why? He was in the heart of God.
Hmm.
And every conceived fetus was in the heart of God. The spirit was in the heart of God. No, we got to do this again one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Pete, you want to say something else?
There was one more question.
Okay.
You said that in your daily confession, you say that we are perfect, but can any of us be perfect?
One more question came in. Very good. The answer is yes. Matthew 5:48. Do you have 5:48? You can go there.
Matthew 5:48
says.
Matthew 48 says, 48, but they be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Okay. Go to Ephesians 4:11. No, 4:12. Ephesians 4:12, real quick. I know y'all said, aren't y'all over at 4:30? Hallelujah. We still talking. If y'all still listening, we can still talk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 4:12.
4:12 says, for the perfecting of the saints.
Okay, you better go back to 4:11. They need to find out what this is about.
He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
For what?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Stop there. Perfecting doesn't mean you're perfect. It means maturing. Maturing. Perfect means mature. And be perfect, mature in God is to have supernatural wisdom. That's what he wants us to have.
Amen.
Perfecting of the saints. To have supernatural wisdom. To be perfect is to have supernatural wisdom. And we decree and declare that in our lives. I decree and declare in the life of my wife that she has supernatural wisdom. Hallelujah. I decree that in my own life. I want to be perfect in Christ. I want my wife to be perfect in Christ. Supernatural wisdom. See, we're not talking about the carnal mind dealing with not making mistakes. Yeah, we're in the earth suit. As long as we're in the earth suit, we may miss it from time to time. But when we're talking about spiritual things, when we're talking about spiritual things, we're talking about spiritual maturity, perfection. Spiritual perfection is spiritual maturity, being in right standing with God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this service today, unusual service, oh God. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Psalms 19:14. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. We thank you for the questions that came in, the text, too. And we just bless God for the service on today, unusual. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Continue hallelujah, to listen in. Again, you can call us if you want to call us now on the phone. Hallelujah. 410-444-5152. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, you want to say something as we go off the air?
Bless the Lord. Have a wonderful week in the Lord. And keep trusting in him and standing on his word.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.